the campus bunnies.
I'm Andrew Johnson, Canada's
gun at the University of Victoria. A-News has learned that the university has already culled nearly 100 of the rabbits on campus, and the number will climb. UVic says it has hired a professional trapper who is going to catch and transport and then euthanize the bunnies, and the people who are opposed to the cull are up in arms. A-News reporter Astrid Brashman has the story, and some of the images in her report may upset some members of your family.
The bunny cull has begun at the University of Victoria, and the Save UVic Bunnies group is hopping mad.
It's incomprehensible to me. A lot of people, not just our particular group, but a lot of people are going to be very, very upset about this.
The news comes as photos of a cage full of bait discovered beneath a building on campus circulate. The pictures were taken a few nights ago. Today, the university confirmed suspicions.
The university has hired a professional trapper, and they're setting live traps early in the morning and late in the evening when the rabbits are out and active. And then we're collecting them and taking them off-site where a veterinarian is euthanizing them.
The university says the cages are being used to control the rabbits, specifically around athletic fields. They say they're taking this action for safety reasons.
We've also had warrens where you don't see them, the ground collapse under your feet, so you actually fall into a hole and trip. And we've had injuries, and we're taking action to prevent future injuries.
So far, 94 rabbits have been caught and killed. Staff, students, and people who live in the area have suspected for weeks that the university was culling rabbits, but the cull has only been in the past 6 days. Still, dead baby rabbits are being spotted in visible places.
And we've heard a little bit about cages being set and the cull perhaps starting already, so just looking for the truth. So we came out ourselves and walking around the building and found a little guy.
What caused the death of this juvenile rabbit is unknown. Ontario has also spotted dead baby bunnies in areas around campus and wondered if they were part of the cull.
One was over there, the one that I saw, and it was a full body of a small baby bunny sort of curled up. It looked like it was sleeping, but it was obvious that it was dead. And then there's this other one that's sort of decomposed over here.
The carcasses were eerily close to a poison box. However, the university says those boxes are for rodent control and have no effects on the rabbits.
The bait that's in the rat traps is not attractive whatsoever to rabbits.
The university insists it is acting humanely. Trapped rabbits are euthanized by a vet. Critics have accused the BCSPCA of ignoring the situation.
That's not something that we can do under our legislation. We say that we have not supported it, but we cannot stop it if it's done humanely.
And so the cult continues. The university is working on a long-term rabbit management plan to be finalized by the end of June. At UVic, Astrid Brashman, A-News.
The Canadian